in your life so far, what day would you frame as being the most important? Now, some of us who are quite spiritual would go, well, I think it was the day I gave my life to Christ. And I'm not going to argue with that, because without Christ, we have nothing. My wife might contend, yeah, that's true, but very close second, she would say, today is one of the most important days. You say, why? Because we have our 28th wedding anniversary today. 28 years. So I've got to agree, if I'm going to be in the good books, today is a very important day. But you know what the enemy does with us is that so often he causes us to have a wrong perspective on today. If you were to take notes, this is what I'd like you to write down. Did you realize that it's today that creates your testimony? It's not really what happened yesterday, and it's not really the possibility of tomorrow. I believe it's today, come on, that actually creates our testimony. You see, we all want something to be different in our world. We are all on a journey. We're all in a process. But I've discovered that a lot of us are held by what happened yesterday, or we get enamored with what might be tomorrow, but we don't realize God is a God of today. Come on, you need to hear this. Because it doesn't actually really matter what happened yesterday when God is here and we understand that God is a God of today, something begins to shift within our lives. We're going to put a scripture on the screen. It's 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20. And this is what it says. Now then, everybody say now. Not tomorrow when you get your life sorted out. Not when you feel like, God, I'm ready to do what you want me to do. The Apostle Paul wrote and he says, now then, we are ambassadors of Christ. Come on. God looks at you and says, do you realize who you are right now? God's got a great plan for your future, but I think we've got so much preaching in the church about destiny and dreams and vision that we fail to realize today's the most important day. Do you know there's a whole lot of people who come to the Rock that aren't here today? They're not going to hear that today's the most important day. We're here. Come on. We are, not we will become. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you, said Paul, be reconciled to God. In other words, you're going to realize that you are God's agent on the world today. And if the enemy can get you locked up in your past or get enamored with your future, you won't touch your world today. Some of you today need to know that God loves you right now, and today your response is going to change what you're going through. Then it goes on, verse 1 of chapter 6, we then as workers together with Christ plead with you, do not receive the grace of God in vain. For God says, in an acceptable time I've heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. And then this great verse, behold, now, not tomorrow, now, this moment, come on, Saturday morning, 22 minutes to 11, God's saying, now, everyone say now. Come on, turn to the person next to you, say, wake up, now. Now is the acceptable time, behold, now is the day of salvation. Oh, I'm getting excited about this message already, because I know it's the word God wants me to bring now for you. Now. Now. Your life could be radically different leaving this place, not just because you came to another church service, but because you understood today. Now is where God works. God will use your past. He works everything together for good. God will give you a promise of a great tomorrow, but today, now, here, right now, creates your testimony. A lady by the name of Kay Lyon said, yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Come on. Today is the only cash you have. Come on, you're not responding well enough. It's like right now, these moments, God's saying, you don't realize what's on this moment right now. You have been entrusted 24 hours today, and already we've lost 10 and a half of them. Oh, well, but you know what? I don't know if my life is going to change. And God says, because you don't understand today, right now. Today, if you'll hear my voice. Today, said Moses, if you would come outside of your tent, something would begin to change. Something would happen in your life. Harvey McKay said, do you know that time is free? But actually, it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it forever. Wow. Oh, I don't know if you're getting it. Because you've got to really get this. Do you know one time or one day your life will be over? I'm sad to tell you that. And time will be no more. We don't capture this. We think, oh, well, we'll just go into eternity and live on. Yes, but eternity has no such thing called time. God has given you time now. The time of yesterday is gone, and the time of tomorrow is not guaranteed. But you have time now. And when you begin to understand that, you begin to allow the God who has given time to activate the time we have and begin to make a difference. When we get to heaven, I believe for all of eternity, we will actually look back and say, why didn't we understand what we had? Because time will be no more. In fact, it's my firm belief that when you begin to get this message into your heart, you realize that time is only present in the moment. It's here. Now, what I am saying is you can learn from your past. Yes. But you can't change it. Come on, I need more than one amen. Because some of you are still ruled by what happened yesterday. You can't change it. Why do you let the devil keep taking you back to it? Why do you keep thinking about it? Why are you controlled by what was yesterday? You cannot go back to the past. You can learn from it, but you can't change it. You can have a great hope, and surely as we read God's word and we get with men and women of faith, hope rises for the future, but it's not yet a reality. A lot of Christians get pumped up on Saturday morning, leave depressed Saturday afternoon. Hello? Tell like it is, white boy. It's today that creates your testimony. See, time is more valuable than money. This moment is more important than $1 million. Why? Because you can get more money, but you can't get this moment back. If we don't live the moment, if we don't take today and the time of today, we will be dominated by the past or fear of what is not yet a reality. I've been with Christians my whole life, and I find there's a lot of people that want change, but they don't realize the power of God in now. Today creates your testimony. You say, yeah, but I've been through some pretty broken stuff, Paul. There's pain on the inside of me. Yeah, but let me tell you this, that if you'd bring the pain to God today, you'd have a testimony that no matter what you go through, God is able. Come on. If you'd start allowing today to be the thing that you focus in on, God is now is the day of salvation. That's not just the salvation of our souls. That's salvation of every dilemma we face. It's now that God's able to take us. We've already heard in the meeting this morning, Romans 8:28, we know that God works everything together for good. We know that, but we have to actually not live in tomorrow. We've got to live in the now, because today, the present, is where we decide what we're going to do with what we've been through and what we will prepare for. It's today. And God's saying, I want you to let go of yesterday. I want you to let go of the pain. I want you to let go of the things that you can't change. And I want you to take me in today. And it's like, so often we say, well, God, I want you to lead me. But like Charles Mueller said, he said, the past is a foreign country. They do things differently back there. Come on. There are no future decisions, only present decisions with future consequences. Wow. I've got so much I've got to get out. But there's not a future decision. There's only today's decision that will have a consequence tomorrow. Oh, well, I'll make that decision tomorrow. No, you won't. Because today's the most important thing. You say, well, I don't know if this really relates to me. Yeah, many of you today are directed by your past. If you're in debt, you have a high credit card, listen, your past is telling you what to do today. It tells you what you can and cannot do. Oh. And we're going to make some decisions today about who's going to lead us. I'm going to start talking about lordship tomorrow morning. And I'll tell you what, if you normally don't come to church, you need to be here tomorrow morning, because it will be a message that would shift you completely, because we haven't got the foundations right to our Christian faith, and then we wonder why the promises don't come through. Anyway, we won't go there yet. Amen? You say, well, how do I make today count? How do I live the moment if today creates my testimony? What are the things I need to do? Number one, you've got to firstly discover God-directed opportunities. Do you know that all around you today, God has got opportunities for you? Did you know that on your way coming to service, there were opportunities God wanted to use for you to be somebody that used the moment? I was having breakfast, and I just felt to say something to the guy that was serving some breakfast this morning, and it was amazing. We struck up a conversation, and I found out that he used to be a preacher. But if I wasn't looking for a God-directed opportunity, I would have just eaten my breakfast and left him alone. You know, if you're going to live today, it's like God says all around you, I'm going to show you that I'm God, because there are opportunities. The moment you look for opportunities, they're here. There are opportunities for you inside this room. Because there are people inside this room that came saying, you know what? I'd love somebody. I just love somebody to stop and talk. Because right now, the load on my shoulders is kind of heavy. We walk into church because we don't realize it's all about today. The devil told us it's all about yesterday. And if he can't get us with yesterday, he'll get us enamored with tomorrow. But God says, I'm a God of today. Come on. Moses is dead, Joshua 1. God said to Joshua, now, I want you to go and place your feet. And everywhere you place your feet, I'm going to give to you. If you don't understand the power of today, you're not going to be intentional about where you place your feet. Because when you leave the auditorium today, God says you could take your feet maybe to the mall. Because you want to go to the mall, but go looking for God-directed opportunity. Oh, there's somebody over there. Maybe I should just go and say hi. Maybe the hi is an answer to a prayer. Maybe God in business, we need a real breakthrough in church life. We need a breakthrough. And so, God, I want you to speak. But the thing is, people that live in the day go, wow, you know what? Doesn't matter actually what we're going through. There is an opportunity that God has for us. Everywhere there is opportunity. All around us there is opportunity. I go to the same kebab shops. Do you have kebab shops here? It's like a Lebanese kind of bread with meat in it. And I like it because it's kind of healthy and it's tasty. And you can have chili on it. And it's awesome. But I go all the time. The guys that serve there, that work there, are from Iraq. I've become their best friend. Why? Because nobody else really talks to them much. But I don't go just to buy kebabs. I go to talk. How you doing? You're doing good. I ended up being invited to their home. I bought a gym off them. Exercise equipment. That's why I'm looking healthy. I was invited to their marriage. A couple of months ago, one of them said to me, "You know, yeah, I know what you do, and I don't understand it all. And you know, we're Muslims, and you're a Christian. But do you think I could ever get a job working for you?" All around us, God directed opportunities. A good friend of mine, a lifelong friend who loves fishing but is always working in the kingdom. He's so busy. I said for the last 5 years, "You need to come to New Zealand to go fishing. And we're going to believe God for the best day." He says, "I'm so busy." Finally, he found a day he could come. Long story short, we go out on the water to go fishing. We fish the whole morning. One or two little fish. We go out 40 miles. We went out 80 miles. Praise God. Sorry, fishermen. Still only, and it was like, we're all tired. It's the middle of the afternoon. We left at 5 a.m. and we're coming back in. And I thought, we're going to go a different way. And something on the inside of me said, "No, go back the way you came. The force will be with you." So the guys were sleeping and everyone's depressed. And I said, "You know what? All we need is one big workup." What's a workup? It's where the dolphins get the bait fish and the birds smash the bait fish, and then the bait fish that are broken fall down to the bottom, and then the fish come underneath. We're going home. They said, "Oh, it's just not going to happen today." I said, "We just need one workup." So I'm driving. Everyone else is sleeping. Everyone else is depressed. And I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm looking. And miles away, I think I see birds diving. So I say, "Guys, we got the workup." They go, "Oh, what? Over there. I can't see anything." Turn the boat around, put it on full bore. It was the biggest workup we'd ever seen in our lives. Now listen, just give you a couple of pictures. Daniel caught a fish. That's a nice eating snapper. Let's go to the next picture. This is the kind of day we had. Look at the thong or the jandal next to the size fish. No. You've got to get more excited about this. This is a miracle. And then the guy that I said, "Come, we're going to believe God to bless you because you work so hard." He got his biggest fish of a lifetime. Let's go to the next one. Snapper, Steve McGee. You say, "Well, what's that got to do with your message?" I don't know. No, this is what it's got. If you look for it, it's there. Come on. If you look for it up in the rooms up the top, it's there. If you sit back and go, "Oh, well, I don't know if it's going to change." No. Today creates your testimony. "God, today I'm looking for a change. Today I'm looking for a shift. Today I want something to happen." Here's the second thought. Not only do you need to discover God-directed opportunities, but number two, you need to develop a dream focus. Develop a dream focus. You know, people often say life is like a pendulum. I say, no, people are pendulums. You are a pendulum. And the key is, you're going to go through some stuff. And the thing about making today your testimony is you look for a God-directed opportunity, but you also carry a dream focus. It's like, you know what? The best is yet to come. "Oh yeah, but you don't understand what happened last month." Well, it might have been a tough month. Don't be the pendulum that swings to the other extreme. Just go, "You know what? God promised all things will work together. My best days are ahead. I'm going to develop." I don't live in the future as much as I don't live in the past. I live in today. But I carry within me a spirit that says, you know, our best days. Are you like that? If I had lunch with you, how would I leave? Depressed? Come on, or excited? Because it's like, well, yeah, we as a church have been some pretty tough stuff of late. But you know what? If I'm going to live today well, I've got to believe tomorrow's better. I've got to have a dream focus that my God is able. He's promised. My plans are good and not for evil to give you a future and a hope. Now, we had some bad TV publicity at church. You know how they take a church and they tell all sorts of lies in the media? Well, they do in New Zealand. And they told us all about this church with all this money, doing all these wrong things. And one of the people in the church sent me an article, and they said, "Pastor, we're with you 100%. The stuff they write out there, we know that's not all true. And by the way, the media are always writing a story, never telling the truth." Is that true? He said, "So I thought you'd like this article, which just puts everything in perspective about how the media work." I said, "Okay." And I read it. It was called "The Pastor's Ass." So I opened it and I read. It said this: "A pastor entered his donkey in a race, and it won. The pastor was so pleased with the donkey that he entered it in the race, another race again. It won again. But the local paper headlines, 'Pastor's ass out in front.' The bishop was so upset with the pastor and the kind of publicity, he ordered the pastor not to enter the donkey in another race. The next day, the local paper read, 'Bishop scratches pastor's ass.'" Well, this was too much for the bishop, so he ordered the pastor to get rid of the donkey. The pastor decided to give it to the nun in a nearby convent. The local paper, hearing the news, posted the following headline the next day: "Nun has best ass in town." The bishop fainted. He informed the nun she had to get rid of the donkey, so she sold it to a farmer for $10. The next day, the ad or the headline read, "Nun sells ass for $10. This was now too much for the pastor, for the bishop. He ordered the nun to buy back the donkey and lead it to the plains where it could run wild and free. The next day, the headlines read, "Nun announces her ass is wild and free." Of course, the moral of the story, doesn't matter what you do. Hello? Doesn't matter what you do, somebody's going to say something about you. But you know what? If we're going to live today, is this practical? Come on. If you're going to live today well, you actually have to live with a dream focus. Oh, we get a bit of negative publicity, but that's okay. God's just increasing the profile. Here's the third and final thought. You've got to make your today decisions today, not tomorrow. You know, we come to church, some of you in church today. You know what God's saying? You're off track. I'm going to get Pastor Dave to come and join me. He's going to play if he's around the back, in the background. But we get moved by God, but then we say, okay, God, I'm going to deal with it. But people that know today creates their testimonies don't procrastinate in decisions. They make their decisions today. Today. Some of you are away from God. Today, you've got to get right with God. Some of you, God's been saying, come on, I want you to get on top of this. And I love what A.F. Forrester says. He says, don't let idleness deceive you. Because if you give idleness today, it will take tomorrow. Some of you have been presented with something that God wants you to do, and God's saying, do it now. Don't let the voice of procrastination stop you. It was D.L. Moody who had his largest Sunday night meeting October the 8th, 1871. He was preaching on the trial of Jesus. And as he stood before Pilate, he ended with his message, "What will you do with Jesus, who is called the Christ?" He said, "Next week I'm going to get you to think about that all this week and come back and make your decisions." But he says at the end of his life, one of his great regrets was that he allowed the people a week to think about what they needed to make a decision about. That night, the Great Chicago Fire struck, burnt the building, and they estimated at least 1,000 people lost their lives, many of which were sitting in that meeting who didn't know Christ. I want to tell you, today is the best day you've got. You can make a decision to say, I'm going to make my marriage work. I'm going to believe my best for my kids. I'm going to get my heart, my life right. And God says, you've got to realize I'm the God of the now, not the tomorrow. I'm there, but I'm here. The decision, or a decision without action, is procrastination. A lot of people go, yeah, I need to make that decision. But if you don't follow it through, so often we exaggerate yesterday, we overestimate tomorrow, but we underestimate today. Benjamin Franklin said, one today is worth two tomorrows. Now, what's the decision you need to make now? Because a life that's spent is irrevocable. Are you getting this? One day you will finish your life. You can't get it back again. It's irrevocable. Your life will remain to be contemplated throughout of eternity. This is the season God's given you the power of decision. When your life is gone, it's gone forever. It's only the marks that we put on it remain. The decisions we make today. See, the future is currently beyond your power, but today you have a right over it.